Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. US equity futures are off their overnight highs and indicating an unchanged open as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows broad gains in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are mostly higher in early trade. Bonds are firmer, with the US 10-year yield down around 2 basis points at 2.73%. The Bund is also off 3 basis points. The dollar is stronger across the board, logging particularly strong gains against the euro. Oil is up, gold is softer, industrial metals are lower, and cryptocurrencies are firmer. There has been no change in the broader market narrative, with markets holding firm after yesterday's sell-off. Central banks are still focused on aggressive tightening to get inflation under control. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand is the latest to hike, with a 50 basis point move as expected, as it signaled an intent to tighten further. However, there are some signs that the Fed could pause after 2 more rate increases if macroeconomic conditions worsen and inflation peaks. More European central bank officials are backing the move towards policy normalization, as the ECB Financial Stability Report warned of the risk of a sharp correction in asset prices. In other news, in Ukraine, Russian forces have made advances in the east of the country. Ukraine President Zelensky has called on for more support from the West via the supply of weapons. European Union Chief von der Leyen signaled yesterday that Russian oil sanctions will not be approved at next week's summit. And China's COVID situation remains a key focus, with Beijing remaining under restrictions as top officials urge stronger adherence to COVID zero. On the macro front, the key focus today is US FOMC minutes from the May 4th meeting. The minutes may be somewhat de-risked given the 50 basis point near-term rate hike guidance from seemingly every Fed official. The neutral rate discussion is likely to get some outsized attention, while the market is also looking for more color on the Fed's view of QT impact and balance sheet size. Elsewhere on the data front, in Europe, German GFK consumer confidence has improved, while Germany's final first quarter GDP reading met expectations. And industry data has shown that UK pay deals are at their highest level since 1992, which is likely to underpin concerns over a wage price spiral. Due up on today's US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications, durable goods orders, and crude inventories, while Nvidia is among the companies due to post its results after the close. In corporate news, Wendy's holder Trian Partners has advised the board of its intent to explore a potential transaction to enhance shareholder value. The Wall Street Journal reported that Lyft will slow hiring and reduce the budgets of some of its departments amid a fall in its share price. The Nikkei reported that Apple iPhone development is behind schedule due to China's COVID lockdowns. And Vedomosti reported that Nike has decided not to renew its largest franchise agreement in Russia, which could signal its intention to exit the country entirely. Asian equities finished mixed on Wednesday, with stocks struggling for direction on the lack of a clear catalyst. Japan ended lower as its technology stocks were dragged back by overnight falls on the Nasdaq and with exporters hampered by the yen rising to its highest level in a month. New Zealand also fell after Reserve Bank of New Zealand commentary lent hawkish, while Singapore was also lower on downbeat comments on its economy. Greater China turned positive following yesterday's falls, while South Korea and Taiwan were also higher as its tech stocks gained. In regional news, Singapore's Ministry of Trade and Industry gave a downbeat assessment of its economy, pointing to repercussions from the Russia-Ukraine conflict as considerable risk factors to the end of the year. And China has affirmed policy support for real estate debt. European equity markets are mostly higher 2 hours into the session. In European news, the Financial Times reported that UK Chancellor Sunak is putting the finishing touches to a mini-budget to help households with the soaring cost of energy prices, which could be presented as early as tomorrow. The European Union is looking at legal avenues permitting confiscation of frozen Russian assets, with the hope that some of the proceeds could be used in the reconstruction of Ukraine. And Bank of England Chief Economist Pill has highlighted the tricky balancing act that the Monetary Policy Committee has in managing the economy, as he warned against too much tightening. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.